Today, we are going to learn an important question sentence, which is 你到哪里去? Let's look at the vocabulary 到 first. We add a location after this word, such as in 我到家了去去 We also add a location after 去, such as 我去学校 We can also add an action after 去, such as 我去玩水 哪里 means where. If you want to know where someone is going to go, you may ask 你到哪里去? How can we reply this question? We can say 我到学校去 Let's look at the word 学. We can always learn something new. We learned how to walk when we were kids, and learned how to write when we were in school. More examples. 你在学中文? 学校, meaning school, is a place for us to learn. Everyone at different ages goes to different schools for learning. What can we do in school? We may learn Chinese or we may teach Chinese at a school. You just learned how to use a question sentence to ask a location. Now you can get more information by asking 你要去做什么? Let's look at the verb 做. This is a high-frequency word. For example, 妈妈在做家事. 妈妈在做家事 我在做功课 你去做什么? Since there are lots of things that people can do in school, once you know someone is going to go to school, you could ask another question. 你去做什么? In the text, it says 我去学中文 我去学中文. Here, we can use different words to replace the action. For example, 我去打球 or 我去教中文 Let's look at the word 教. 教 is the opposite of 学. If someone says 教中文, that person must be a teacher. In the video, we can say 李先生是老师. Let's look at the word 那么. It means that you understand something and draw a conclusion. 李先生教中文, 那么李先生是教中文的老师. Does everyone understand this concept?